USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said there will be enough doses of the coronavirus vaccine for every American by April, contradicting administration health officials who projected the country might not reach that point until mid-2021.
We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year. Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
The president touted the timeline as evidence of historic progress. The Food and Drug Administration has not yet given emergency authorization or approval to any of the coronavirus vaccines now in development. Vaccines from Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca are now in the final stage of clinical trials in the United States. Moderna has said it can produce 20 million doses by the end of the year. Pfizer has promised 100 million shots worldwide in the same time frame. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
At least one protester was arrested after a group of about 100 people gathered outside the Kentucky home of Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. The Senate Majority Leader is the key in determining whether a nominee appointed by President Trump will succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court before Election Day. The crowd chanted, "Ruth sent us," and "No ethics, no shame." In addition to the impending battle over the court vacancy, McConnell, a member of the Senate since 1985, also faces a re-election fight on Kentucky's November ballot. Four people in Arizona have been arrested with over $4 million worth of meth during a routine traffic stop. According to officials, detectives with the Mojave Area General Narcotics Enforcement Task Force pulled over a vehicle on I-40. Police dogs alerted the law enforcement officers to the presence of drugs inside. Officials found several hidden bundles of meth that totaled over 89 pounds, saying the street value was over $4 million. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Rock gets physical with the gate leaving his home. And with that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Film star Dwayne The Rock Johnson tore down his security gate at his home when it malfunctioned and prevented him from getting to work. "Not my finest hour, but a man's got to go to work," he said, posting on Instagram the photo of the damaged gate he tossed on the lawn. He said they experienced power outages due to several storms. He didn't have time to wait, so he did what he had to do and pulled the gate completely off himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns in the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.